I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. More than 700 job seekers attended the 2015 Northeast Louisiana Career Fair and Veterans Fair at the Monroe Civic Center on Wednesday. A number of attendees found a job during the midday event. Monroe Chamber of Commerce President Sue Nicholson says the fair was a tremendous success. She says the job seekers were well prepared for the face-to-face meetings with employers, professionally dressed with resumes in hand. 54 businesses participated, representing a wide array of employers from manufacturing and industry, finance, banking, healthcare, communications, the retail sector, as well as customer care. Reports outlining the fundraising and spending that candidates for statewide election positions did last year are due to the State Ethics Board. One of the heftiest campaign accounts belongs to State Treasurer John Kennedy. The Republican, serving his fourth term as treasurer, brought in more than $715,000 in 2014 and wrapped up the year with just under $3.5 million. Kennedy hasn't announced yet what position he'll be seeking in the October 24th election, saying he's considering running for governor, attorney general, or re-election to his current job. Most of the statewide elected officials who are running for re-election have more money in the bank than any announced challengers, with the exception of Attorney General Buddy Caldwell. His campaign account lags nearly $700,000 behind fellow Republican Jeff Landry, a former congressman. A survey of Louisiana public school teachers finds that 78% of them believe the annual standardized tests are excessive. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the survey's response.
The Louisiana Association of Educators conducted the survey, and their president, Debbie Moe, says the overemphasis on standardized testing hampers an educator's ability.
There's not enough time to teach the concepts for mastery.
And Moe says the students are also not a big fan of annual standardized testing.
We see a reduction of their love for actual learning.
Moe says it's time for lawmakers who sign off on the state's accountability system to listen to the experts in the classroom. Jeff Palermo reporting.
Crawfish processors say new federal guidelines regarding guest worker wages could cause a big hike in the price of crawfish. Louisiana's crawfish industry depends heavily on guest workers, legal foreign workers who perform jobs they cannot fill locally. Lafayette restaurant owner and crawfish processor Frank Randall says the federal government says those workers must now be paid $12.35 an hour.
The wage rate that the Department of Labor came in with is $5 an hour over. That equates to $3 a pound to the consuming public on the wholesale level.
There is concern that the price of crawfish could climb higher than what consumers are willing to pay. Since the 90s, guest workers were paid wages based on local surveys done by employers in the market. However, the Labor Department changed those rules in December. This is KEDM News.